It's Sunday morning, and that wonderfully relaxed feeling of a long, lazy day lingers in the air. If you want to make the moment last, may I suggest the perfect solution? The Martin Sheen Podcast. Join me, your host, Martin Sheen, for beautifully crafted 20-minute programs filled with never-before-heard stories of my life, along with personal reflections and poetry that inspires. The Martin Sheen Podcast is the perfect Sunday refresh, a chance to take a deep breath, relax, and know that the stress of Monday may be just around the corner, but not here, not now. So make this your weekly moment of calm as we explore faith, hope, love, and what it means to be human. And know this, this journey is ever unfolding as I invite you to see what's next with me, Martin Sheen, and thank you.
Welcome to the Start Me Up Podcast, part of MSW Media and the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. I'm your host, Kimberly Johnson in D.C. Today, my returning guest is Sarah Wood, writer Sarah Wood. We love Sarah. We have so much to talk about because it's a crazy world, but before we get into it, the Start Me Up Podcast is independent and woman-run. I have an option for an ad-free and much shorter intro if you go to the different tiers on Patreon. You can also listen to my Tuesday show, which is What's Up, kind of like my online diary, all kinds of options. Just visit patreon.com/startmeup. Check out the tiers, see what you like, become my patron today. Thank you. Now please enjoy my conversation with Sarah Wood. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
Thank you for being here. And it's, you know, it's so, I said on my patrons only show earlier this week, because I had reached out to another possible guest, and I never heard back. And I said, you know, I haven't heard anything. And I said, there's always Sarah. I said, I love Sarah, and I don't want her to think that I'm only, you know, having her on because other people can't make it, but because you're so, you and I do similar work, you're available a lot. So I really appreciate you. The person who
welcome.
I was invited.
I don't mind being a backup. I don't mind.
you may be a backup on my podcast, but you're an awesome person altogether. So thank you for being here.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I'm here.
Okay, so everything's crazy, right?
There's nothing happening. Yeah, there's nothing going on at all. Everything's fine.
So I got to start off with my grocery store diaries because, you know, I always talk to the grocery store people. And there was a woman that I spoke with the other day. And she, I said this on Bob's show though. She was, you know, I always kind of feel people out. I'll say something like, don't forget to vote. Or I'll say, you know, it's a crazy world. And then I wait and see what they say. I see what, how they're, you know, and this particular woman that I was talking to, she was Latina. And so I can't, you know, and I had a feeling she wasn't a Trump supporter, but, you know, I'm kind of feeling her and I kind of know her a little bit, but we've never talked about politics. So she's shaking her head like, yeah, everything's crazy. And I don't know, somehow she brings up that Trump is crazy. And I just looked at her and I said, you know, he's a child rapist. And she's like, how come he's not in jail? And then like we're going on, then other people in line are chiming in. And then she kind of like, as she's ringing me up, she leans in to let me know quietly that she gave me like the, it was like some store discount of 20% that I didn't have a coupon for. So it's like, I called Trump a pedophile and she gave me a discount.
That's the way it should be. We should be rewarded for calling out a pedophile.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my God. So yeah, that was good. So, okay. Let me ask you, how concerned were you that he was going to nuke Iran?
So Tuesday was a weird day for me because I run social media for the Sean Harris campaign. So we were at my headspace was so in that world. And then I'm literally like, we got up early. We're going to the polling place for media, whatever, this, that, and the other. And then I literally got an alert on my phone that said, and I literally was like, oh, Trump just threatened genocide, but even worse than genocide. It's like straight out war crimes. Like we're going to. Yeah. And we're going to annihilate an entire civilization. And I'm like, it's like, okay. And then we had to like, keep going with our day. And it's like, it was like, was I worried? Yes, I was worried. I was like, oh shit, we're going into nuclear war.
Well, I will say that my gut, which means not much, right? My gut thought Kamala was going to win. But my gut, I didn't think we were going to go to nuclear. That does not mean I think people should listen to me or, you know, it just that was my gut feeling. But Bob had been saying, my boyfriend Bob Suska had been saying, you know, this is all about stock market manipulation, which interestingly, Iran put out a video and suggested the exact same thing. But I just didn't think he would do it. And then, of course, I got explained to because, you know, I'm a woman. What do I know? And the
Oh,
reason
yeah.
I was explained to is because I said, I don't think the Trump isn't the one who's going to put his finger on the button. People would have to follow his orders in order to do that. And so I was just thinking, all right, well, you know, sure, he could follow everybody and I mean, fire everybody until he gets somebody to say yes, because that's absolutely a possibility. But at the same time, these people who would have to do that are probably younger than Trump and going to have to live in a world with nuclear fallout. I mean, yes, we've had nuclear weapons and we've had nuclear, you know, meltdowns in the past. But I have a feeling that, you know, once somebody sets off a nuclear weapon in the year 2026, that just opens the door. It's not
Oh,
over
yeah.
with one.
No,
So, yes,
no,
yeah, I mean,
no.
we've had stuff happen in the past. Yes. But my whole point was, you know, there are people who are going to have to live when Trump is dead. And we're going to have to navigate this world. And, you know, do we really want to risk that? And so, of course, I got a bunch of explainers explaining to me that Trump is the only one who can make that order. I know. I know. But I also know that he's not the one pushing the button. Other people are involved, and that's all I said. I'm so fucking tired of explainers. I'm so
Oh.
tired of them. And I said something on Blue Sky today, like, come on, everybody. I know we're on edge, but stop being fucking so condescending and so splainy. It's not going to stop. Everybody's going to do it. 'Cause I think everybody's just
Everyone.
freaking out.
Yeah, everyone's a nuclear proliferation expert. It's like, okay.
And it's like I'm always like, yeah, I'm gonna give you my gut feeling, but that doesn't fucking mean anything. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, everyone was calling it Taco Tuesday because,
Right.
like, yeah, because I call it the art of bankruptcy. Because in this deal that he supposedly got, it's like, was it like you had to like spend $2 million to get through the strait or something like that per ship?
Right.
And I was like, before it was free. And I'm like, I just can't. And the goalposts keep moving. They're like, no, this is a good thing.
I
This
know.
is what was, I can't.
I
Yeah,
don't know. Well,
he's.
have you seen those animations that Iran's putting out?
I have.
Oh
They are.
my
I was actually
God.
talking with friends this morning about that. Yeah.
I mean, he has to have seen them. I don't know though. They protect him, so I don't know if he's
They
seeing
do
them.
protect him. They protect him. Like, I honestly sometimes believe that when he says things, he believes that's what's
Oh, he
happening.
totally does. He
Because he is
totally
just
does.
fed every line, especially now in his late stage dementia.
Yeah.
They're just feeding him lines and he's just saying them.
Yeah. And
Like
then
when,
there's.
and like I noticed it when his teleprompter, because usually he would, in the past, he would go off book and just start spewing this, that, and the
Yeah.
other. Now he's very on script
Huh.
and he'll be reading the words and he'll pronounce the words wrong.
Then I
So,
saw a
yeah.
thing where JD Vance was pronouncing one of the words Trump pronounced wrong, just like to kiss his ass or something. I don't know. I saw that on social media. But yeah, I mean, there's also the idea, I mean, following that epistemic crisis doctor, which I'm never going to say the name correctly, but he always talks about Trump's, how can I, is it frontal temporal lobe dementia, something I can never say it. I don't know why it won't stick in my head. But that's what he has, and his brain is atrophying. And so basically the difference between what he has and Alzheimer's is that with Alzheimer's you'll forget, but then with this you make up, like you fill in the gaps,
Yep, you do.
and it's like a lie, and then you believe it. So that's what his brain is doing. When he doesn't know what's going on, he fills in those gaps and it becomes a story that he believes. So that's where we are with this
Yeah.
fucking guy.
My
And
grandmother had dementia, and my mom tried to take care of her at home as long as she could until it became like dangerous because she would like take her oxygen out and like not put it back in and stuff like that. But we ended up putting her in like assisted assisted facility.
Yeah.
That, you know, and it's like, that's where he should
That's where he
be.
needs to be. Yeah.
That's where he should be.
And no television. Oh, can you imagine? Oh my God. Well, no, I guess no. He could only watch cartoons. Only watch South Park. No, I just okay, so I just have to share this story. It's not too much information because I'm not getting into the details of it, but I had a gynecological appointment yesterday, and it was funny because she was a new gynecologist for me, and I really like her. Okay, much more than my old gynecologist, who I liked well enough. But so this particular woman, I don't even know how to pronounce her name. I don't know where she's from. But she's, you know, a person of color, and I like her so much. Like, she's super nice and bedside manner, the whole nine. But I'm looking at her and I'm guessing she's probably not MAGA, right? So we're talking and everything, just like I always do. And I kind of feel her out a little bit and I talk about the crazy world. And so she said, she looked at me and she said something like, yeah, she didn't even know. Oh, I think I did tell her that I was liberal and that I was a podcaster. And so she said to me, yeah, well, you know, we still have like 3 more years of this. And so I thought, okay, she hates Trump. So I said, you know, but he's gonna die soon. And
Huh?
she goes,
She really hates Trump.
well, that's what I said. And then she goes, it's funny you said that because all my friends are telling me he's gonna die. So I thought, okay, she probably went home and talked to her husband or whoever she's with and goes, yeah, my patient said Trump's gonna die. And then, like, I went home and told everybody that my gynecologist and I were talking about Trump dying. That's how bad it is. But yeah, I mean, she was just disgusted. And of course, the area that I live in, I found out that actually the town that I live in, and I'm not going to say the name of it, but it is like the most or one of the most diverse cities in the country.
Oh, that's
And
great.
it's just because, I mean, we're so close to DC and like everybody,
Yeah.
you know, I mean, there's a huge population of like everything. You know, it's and I remember when I was a little girl living in Maryland, it wasn't like that. I don't remember, I do remember diversity. I just don't remember it as diverse. Plus, at the time, I was not living where I am now, which is much closer to DC. So obviously the closer you get, but Maryland is a very, very diverse state. So you know, it feels good when I go out. What does it feel like for you when you're going out? Do you get a, because I have been getting a sense of more people feeling emboldened to speak up about how much they don't like what's happening than I've ever seen. Are you experiencing that, or do you just keep to yourself and not say anything?
Oh no, I always talk about it. I drive my wife crazy. No, I do feel like there is definitely a shift and people just like they're out of fucks and they're gonna speak what's on their mind and they're gonna say it and they're not afraid to say it as much anymore. Like they're not caring about pissing off their neighbors as much.
Yeah.
Like and I'll get it from like I'll even yeah, like when I went to my doctor's office, like people are like they find out what I do. Like I went to the eye doctor and like you find out they find out what you
Yeah.
do and they kind of like secretly let you know that like they're with you.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I hate saying this, but it's so very Nazi-like, right? Everybody's winking and nudging, like, I'm not a Nazi. I'm not a Nazi. And that's really basically what it is.
That is what it is. People are basically saying I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
Like you can trust me. I'm not a
Exactly.
Nazi.
I've
Yeah.
been feeling that way since the first, you know, especially when I moved to Maryland and you know, I'm walking around and I'm white and I'm blonde and I'm thinking, I hope they don't think that I'm a Trump supporter. So I would like go out of my way to make sure people, I'm always friendly. That's my nature. I've always been that way, but I'm extra friendly because I don't want, you know, it's a combination of genuinely wanting to be loving and to, you know, make people feel good and smile and give them a compliment. I've always been like that, but I really recognize now how important it is because, you know, talking about the community and how important community is, and when we have strong communities, authoritarianism can't really survive. And so I do my best. And, you know, I talk up anybody. I mean, it was so funny because the other day I was getting gas. And we have such crazy weather on the East Coast right now. Some days it's like 80 degrees, some days it's 30 degrees, some days it's just all over the map. And on the days that are warm, we're getting like lots and lots of bumblebees, the big, big bumblebees, and they're dive bombing.
I call them
And
bumble chunks.
Yeah, and my mom was complaining. She's like, I was trying to garden and they just kept dive bombing me. So I was at the gas station and there was this woman filling up her car. She started screaming at the dive bombing bumblebees and I was laughing. I'm like, I know, it's like everywhere. It's going crazy. And it was just a stupid little conversation about bees, but we connected and we laughed and I just feel like it's really important to do that. And I also have noticed that even though everything is going nuts and falling apart, I'm not noticing people like on the street. I feel like there's a little bit of a sense of, aside from the wink and a nudge, I'm not one of them, there it does seem to be like this desire to be friendly. And I don't know if I'm just picking up on that because I'm looking for it. Like, are you noticing people are friendly or do you find them more rude? Because something's happening in the air. That's what it feels like to me.
I feel like more friendly,
Yeah.
honestly. Like, and unless they're MAGA, and then they're not very nice. But I do think there is a little bit. It's shifting. Of course, I live in a blue state. I just came
Right,
from a
me
very
too.
I just came from the reddest district in Georgia. So I just
Wow.
came home
What was it like
yesterday.
there? What was it like there?
You know what? Pretty great,
Really?
honestly. Yeah, the people there are lovely. And I didn't have a bad conversation. Granted, I was around mostly Democrats, but they want change. They definitely want change, and the prices are crazy. And a lot of them are farmers, and so the diesel costs are way up, fertilizer costs are way up. So like people are looking for change. So I think it was like the diehard MAGA loyalists that still voted for the Trump endorsed candidate. But I think I had so many Republicans come up to me and be like, you know, we're pulling for Sean. We're pulling for
Wow.
Sean. Yeah, we're pulling for
Wow.
Sean. Yeah. And I think that is a major miscalculation by the Republican Party,
Yeah.
honestly. They'll be like, oh, it's a solid ruby red district. No, it's not. It is not.
Wow. This is also interesting. You know, Kinzinger wrote a piece on Substack, I think it was last week, but he was talking about why Republicans are sticking with Trump. And I really think this is the best reason. I mean, there's definitely compromise involved with some of them. But Kinzinger said that it was basically about all these Republicans want to move on from, and I'm going to say this in air quotes, public service, and they want to move on to the private sector and make all kinds of money from the oligarchs when they're finished. And they're not going to be able to do that if they're speaking out against Trump now. That's his thing. And I do think there is something to it. I think it's a combination of that. And then they're also, Lisa Murkowski said that a lot of them are, you know, getting threatened and they're afraid to go against Trump because all they have to do is go against him. And then he puts out one post, and then their family's in danger. It's not just them, it's like their family is at risk. So there's that, and then whatever compromat. Like, you know, I look at Lindsey Graham, I know there's compromat on Lindsey Graham. And I've heard about the compromat, but regardless if you even know what it was or is, just look what he posted in 2016. He's going to destroy everything. And then he did. And now he's like swimming around in his rectum. He's been swimming around in his rectum since 2016. So I think one day, you know, you just brought Lindsay into the office. Look what we have. Shut the fuck up, Lindsay.
Like, we all know he's gay, so I'm like, what? So that it has to be something
It is.
else.
Okay, I said it on my
Yeah.
last show without saying
Yeah.
it, and I'll do it again. I'll be vague. So back in the day, how can I say this? Back in the day when Lindsay was young, there were lots of, I'll just say it like this. There were lots of young, underage male prostitutes at the Hill. Underage. That's what I heard. It's just what I heard.
Well, that tracks
Yeah, I
with
can't
that
prove
whole
it. I can't
crowd.
prove it, right? I don't know. Somebody told me a long fucking time
Allegedly.
ago. Yeah, it's
Yes.
allegedly. So I don't know if that's true, but I don't like just what you said. Nobody gives a shit that Lindsey Graham is gay. No one cares.
No one cares. Like, none of us would be, we'd be like, yeah, no shit. Like, we already know he's gay. We're already, like,
I think, you know,
it's
there might be a
unknown.
few. Yeah, there might be a few Republicans. Okay, look, there's this couple that I watch. I'm not going to say their name because I don't want to be rude. And I'm pretty sure they're MAGA. But they fascinate me and they're on YouTube. And it's this guy, it's this couple. It's a husband and wife, and I know he's gay. Everyone knows he's gay. I mean, like, there's a, what do you call it? Oh, it's a got some kind of gossip website that talks about YouTube people. So I went to that gossip website just to read, and of course, that's what everyone said it. I was like, I'm sure these people were MAGA too. I'm sure they were, and they were all saying that he's gay. And so I don't know. Like, and I'm looking at this guy, and I'm like, doesn't her family know? Don't they know he's so effeminate? He's like Gomer Pyle. He sounds like when he talks, it's got like a Gomer Pyle kind of a thing going on. And he's obviously gay. And I feel like, is it that they know and they don't want to say
I
anything?
don't
Or do
like
they
we know
just
that
not know?
Grindr, there's like Grindr outages when if
Yes,
there's
every
ever a
time.
Republican event. Yeah, like it's like they always say too, like the ones that say like being gay is a choice. Well, it was a choice for them because they chose to be straight or live a
Right.
straight lifestyle. Or yeah, if they want to legislate so that they don't want gays to get married because they don't want that to be an option for themselves. I don't know.
I know, it's
But
just so,
yeah,
it must
it's
be like a
crazy to me.
self-hatred. It's got to be
It
like a
ha
self-hatred.
It has to be a self-hatred. Like they want to live their conservative life,
Yeah.
but they don't want to be like, oh, what if I'm gay? Then
Right.
everybody's going to
So
hate
I
me.
don't know what would happen
Well,
to
doesn't
Lindsey Graham
I
if he
know.
came out and said, "Look, I'm gay." Would they care? I think I don't know. I mean, I think they would still vote for him over a Democrat. I mean, fucking Megyn Kelly just said if Trump nukes Iran, she'd still vote for him.
She said that because I just saw a thing where she was going off on him,
I know,
but
I saw both. Yes, she said that on her own show. And then later to Pierce, I think it wasn't it to Pierce, what's his name, who blocked me and I hate him. I think she went off on Trump. I don't know if it was on
okay.
his show or not. But yes, so first she said she would vote for him if he nukes Iran. And then after, he said he was going to annihilate everybody. That's when she said something like, enough is enough.
Yeah, that was the one I saw. Yeah.
Yeah. And she said something about human, like being at, can you just act human? Something
Yes.
like
Yeah.
that.
And
And
she like
so,
dropped, she dropped an F-bomb. Yeah.
yes, right. So, and it's, you know what? There's a bunch of them because Tucker Carlson, even Joe Rogan's finally
They're
catching
dropping
on.
off. They're dropping off the cult. What do they call, like the cult experts call it, like breaking the shelf or something like that, where it's
Yeah,
like
yeah.
once the shelf, like it's gonna start, like you're
Right.
gonna, it's starting. We're
Yes.
seeing the beginnings of it.
Yes,
Like people are falling
it's the
away.
unraveling
Yes.
of this cult. Now, I had knitting, I'm going to keep reminding everybody, and she was very popular, but Knitting Cult Lady was on my show. And, I asked her what happens when Trump dies. And she said, basically, the cult members just go find new conspiracy theories and new cults to join.
Correct.
So, I mean, and that's going to be the hardcore, like, I don't know, 30% of the MAGA base. So,
And they're going to be, it's going to be a power vacuum of like imbeciles trying to get in there and to be the next Trump. And we're going to see it. And it's going to be,
That's a
as a, it's
wonderful way
going
to put
yeah, it's going to be very
it.
amusing yet terrifying. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Well, I think though, I mean, no matter how awful they get, there are enough people. Like you're talking about the farmers. The farmers are really freaking out. I mean, so are we, because there could be a food shortage. There could be a fucking food crisis in this country when
Exactly right.
when there never should be. We have plenty. But yeah, I think that it's not going to sell. When you look at the guy, Sean Harris, I think didn't he win? I mean, I'm sorry, didn't Marjorie Taylor Greene? I'm trying to remember what it was. I think did she win by like 30 points or so? Oh, am
Oh
I
yeah,
getting
she
this
kicked,
correct?
no, she kicked Sean's ass. No, she, it was like an, like a, it was a large margin.
Okay, so
Yes.
it's like 30
Yes.
points though. And I
Yes.
think last night he or the other night he only lost by like 11 points.
Yeah, that's
Okay,
correct.
so that
Yeah.
so there it is. Okay. So even though he lost and it's a deep red district and they still went for the mega lunatic, that's not the entire country. That's a deep red state. So obviously there's going to be and like you said there's a whole bunch of Republicans who said, "I'm not, I'm going to vote for Sean." So this is going to play out
Yeah, there were a lot
everywhere.
of them. It was that I think that's a calculation that nobody was talking about. It was like, oh, we'll get the Democrats out to vote, obviously. But there were a lot of Republicans who came out and voted for him.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously, this whole thing that's happening with Iran and the Epstein files and all of it, it's just going to lead to, I think, we're going to have a blowout in, I think, in November. And I know he's going to try to stop it, but I don't think he's going to be able to do it. But
Correct.
here's the scary part to me is after the election and until January 2027. Because they're going to go fucking batshit crazy in that time frame, in that lame duck session, and or what is that? Is that what it's called? I don't know if that's what it's called. That's when a president. You know what? My terms are getting all fucked up, but you know what I mean. Between Democrats are going to do well. We're going to have this blue, I think, tsunami. We should have a fucking tsunami, and then Republicans are going to remain in power until January.
Yeah,
So,
for like 2 months, they're going to try to push through as much as they
They're
can.
going to do everything they can. And obviously, I think Democrats will be ready for that. I think they're going to understand that. But it's just it's going to be a fucking nightmare. It's going to be a headache, and it's going to be really difficult. But I want to talk to you about the idea that the military is going to go along with Trump or not go. Like I heard somebody saying that I know that Pete is firing everybody so that they just get a bunch of yes people.
It's all on
Some of
Project
these
2025.
but some of these military people are not necessarily going along. They're either quitting or they're not doing something. So I'm just wondering, and I heard somebody say, yeah, if Trump decides to go for Greenland, that's just going to be the end of it. The military is going to be like, no fucking way. But I don't know.
Oh, I
I've
have
heard.
something. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I have
No,
something really
no.
fascinating to say.
Yeah.
So, one of my friends this morning, when we were talking about the Iran Lego little movies, pointed out that Lego is based out of Denmark and Denmark owns Greenland.
Oh, interesting.
So it's like this
Interesting.
little, I don't know if
Yeah.
that was planned, but it's
Yeah.
interesting. Yeah.
That is. And I mean, oh my God, those fucking videos. I mean, they're calling him a pedo.
Yeah.
They're calling him tiny hands. And then they're just basically telling the truth. And I think it's really interesting how Americans are rooting for Iran not to annihilate us, but to like fuck with Trump. To fuck with the president of the United States. Americans are cheering this on. This is where we are. It's the weirdest fucking timeline. But, I'm sorry, I'm just gonna get slightly woo-woo for a second. There is a woman that I listen to only occasionally. I don't really listen to her very much. She's a psychic woman. I think she goes by the name of Linda G. And I know that she's on YouTube, and I know she's been accurate. She's an older woman, and I know she's made some predictions that have come true. They all make predictions that don't come true. But every once in a while, they'll say something, and so she's pretty good. And she was kind of saying that Iran is going to be. How did she phrase it? Basically, that Iran's going through some changes. So I don't know. I mean, I look at everything that's happening and it's awful and it's scary and people are dying. And I always say this because I don't want to be misunderstood, but I'm not saying anything that's happening right now is good. It's all awful. However, you have to look at, okay, we're in this shitty situation and we don't want to only stay focused on what's negative about it and what's upsetting. We also want to look forward to the future and find, that place, the solutions, the place where we're a democracy again. And that's always how I look at it. And it seems to me that, Trumpenstein just keeps stepping on and breaking everything and he's upsetting everybody. And the more he upsets everybody, the more there's like going to be a unity in the country. Kind of like, George Bush told everybody, even though it was stupid fucking advice, go to the mall after 9/11. And
Oh, I
he
remember
gave this,
that.
he gave this really, rah-rah speech about the United States. And one of the things that it did, regardless if it was stupid advice, people did feel unified. To a degree, I think we all felt a certain amount of, we loved our country. We had patriotism and not the patriotism that MAGA spews, not their, corrupt version of it, but literal patriotism. I think Americans really felt that. And I think what's happening is more and more people are starting to kind of come together and realize. And I swear to God, I wish that we could have. And this is why Fox News and OAN and all these, places or Newsmax or whatever all do so well, because if we could all just get together with our neighbors and our MAGA relatives without any propaganda and talk about things, I think we would all, you know, of course we would have differences, but I think we would all agree on a lot of stuff. It's just
absolutely, we would agree on more than we disagree. I used
right.
to love debating reasonable Republicans. Yes, we would disagree on policy, but you could still hold a conversation and laugh, and you know, it would be just like it was just very human. And now it's just like it's us versus them, and they don't. It's trying to convince someone to get out of their religion, and they take it poorly.
Yeah, exactly. And then so we've got this build up, and it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And it's just getting to a point where you're having Megyn Kelly say, I mean, she defended pedophilia, basically. She was defending it.
I heard that, yeah.
And, you know, I think because she was like, well, they weren't 8 or 9, they were 15. And when you're 15, you look like a woman. So it's okay when you rape a 15-year-old. But it's so bad that Megyn Kelly, that Alex Jones, obviously, Nick Fuentes is already out. I don't know where everything goes. I don't know where everything splinters. But what this means for voting is that these people are going to be all over the fucking place. And it just benefits us. It benefits the Democrats. And we're going to need that benefit because we've definitely got a real issue with the progressive wing of younger Democrats, or just more progressive Democrats, and the old guard of Democrats. This is a fight that no one likes, but it's real and it's happening. And, you know, I just, it's upsetting because anybody who's going to stay home or not vote for whoever the Democrat is because they're not progressive enough is hurting us. And I wish they would see that, but they don't. So we are up against some of those people again. And I feel like the only way we overcome it is through this breaking up of MAGA, because that's going to bring a lot of those people either not voting at all, or some of them might even come over, or not, you know, they're going to vote for a spoiler who's going to help the Democrat. So, you know, I do see positive things. And then, okay, I've just got to bring this up because it's like Trump goes missing and then everyone's, the whole fucking world is like, is he dead? Is he dead? All, like for 2 days, did he die on Easter? Did he die? And I'm like, I don't want him to die on Easter, because if he dies on Easter, that's going to be so, oh my God.
They'll make a whole thing.
Oh my God.
Story that he's a second coming and he died for us again and blah,
yeah,
blah, blah,
it'll,
blah, blah.
Oh my God, please no. So thankfully he didn't die on Easter, but it was like, we all thought he was dead. And then of course he shows up. And, but what happens on Easter? He shows up on Easter with this big, fat, swollen hand with 30 pounds of spackle on it. So, and it was funny because Keith Edwards had posted the day, I think it was Saturday, when it was like, where's Trump? He's gone missing. Is he dead? Is he dead? Is he dead? And he's like, okay, everybody, whatever guy guards Trump in front of the Oval was there. So he's like, anytime Trump is in the Oval Office, this guy is there. So I'm assuming Trump is in the Oval. But the thing is we see Trump on Sunday with this big bruise. So I think, I don't know that he went to Walter Reed.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past Trump putting the Marine out there as
just
a decoy.
To fool us, yes. Just
I
to fool
really
us.
I really wouldn't put it past
I
him.
I
saw
either.
Keith Edwards saying that, and I was like, are we really thinking that Trump wouldn't
put
a decoy
out there?
I know,
like, can we really
there?
Believe anything they do? But even if it were true, like, even if Trump were there, he could probably have this, you know, whatever they're doing to his dead veins in his hand.
They're going to need a central line soon. He's not going to have any veins left.
I know.
And his hands are
he's
like,
gonna die. I know it. I fucking know it. He's dying. And it's like, I don't know when, but there's this thing in my gut. Again, it's in my gut. And I swear, I think it's gonna happen this year. I don't know when, but I just don't think he's gonna make it. I just don't. I know that we're still in a big pile of shit when he dies, but it is the death.
Oh no,
of
I wasn't
COVID.
Gonna say that. I just heard of getting my hopes up.
Oh, but he is. The thing is like, reverse it. Imagine if he were your father and you loved him very much and you were looking at him. What would you think? I mean, you wouldn't know. Nobody knows when. Nobody can predict
just
death.
Just like with my grandmother, we got her into a hospital.
Yeah.
She lived a couple more years and she lived comfortably.
Right.
That's what needs to happen.
Well, right. But that's not what's going to happen.
That's not what's going to happen.
No, because they're propping him up. They're giving him drugs. And, you know, and it's like the saliva in his mouth is pooling and he's trying. And that's a bad sign. People with dementia have pooling saliva. And what he tries to do, because he always goes, he's always sucking it back in. And he's trying to make it look like that action of sucking back his saliva is an intentional emphasis on whatever he's saying. But it's really like a trick because it's just, he's fucking dying. And so it's like, I know about the getting your hopes up thing, but it's like, if it were your family member, you would be looking at it like, oh my God, they don't have long. We don't know when, but all you have to do is look at him and listen to him. His brain is just like
No, he doesn't look
drying
well. He
up.
doesn't look well at all because you even look at him like 10 years ago when he was campaigning,
Yeah.
or even four years ago,
Yeah.
and you're like, holy shit, like
And don't
he's
forget, yeah, he had COVID.
yeah.
Remember, he was gasping for air.
He almost
And
died. Yeah, he was
yeah.
like he almost died from COVID.
And he's
And
had COVID twice, I think, at least
yeah.
twice. So yeah, I
And
and
yeah.
so I don't, you know, I mean, I don't know what that's gonna mean for whatever health issues he has, but you know, all the studies coming out don't look good. Plus, he got COVID before there was any kind of vaccine. And I don't know. I've heard that, you know, I've seen articles about, you know, that could be detrimental in some cases, depending on your age and health issues and whatnot. So I don't know. I mean, like I said, no one knows for sure. All we know is doctors are looking at him, and anybody with a brain is looking at him and saying the guy is dying. So could he last another 3 years? Of course he could. But like, it's a joke to even be worried about him being president again in 2028. It's a joke. It's not going to happen. And right now, they don't have anybody. There is nobody in that world that could take his charismatic place because he is filled with charisma for the people that love him. And then the rest of the people are just afraid of him. And they're going along with it for whatever reason, because they're afraid, or they don't, you know,
Yeah.
they want jobs or whatever that is.
They're going to try to be the next Trump, but they will, it's not going to happen again. It's
No,
not, no, no
not for
one's
a
going to
long
be here.
time.
Yeah.
There's always, you know, I mean, we did give him the perfect storm of, you know, what with Citizens United, with the Tea Party, with the moral majority, all these things over the years set it all up for this to happen.
Oh,
And, you
yeah.
know, the
This is
corporate
decades in
is.
the making.
Yeah, and I mean, even on our side of the aisle, on the Democratic side, you know, because of Citizens United, our side is taking money that, you know, it's such bullshit. In order to be competitive, you have to. And then you have to answer to these people. So it's like, it sucks, man, because then it hamstrings us, and, you know, when it's really important. But, you know, I think that what the last thing I want to talk about, since we're talking about that money and all that stuff, because, you know, there's a whole thing about Democrats not taking certain kinds of money, big money, whatever. We've got a pretty big pool right now of possibilities. And I know I'm jumping ahead of myself, blah, 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 but it's my podcast and I can. So what I saw with 2028 so far is Kamala Harris. Now, she has not put her hat in. She has not said she's running, but this is just a list of potentials. I don't have the list in front of me, but I'm going to name off the ones that I can remember. Amy Klobuchar. I know there was Mark Kelly, and I guess providing if what's his name, Ossoff, wins again, I think then he would be a possibility. Pritzker,
Pritzker, yep.
Newsom. I can't remember the other women. Oh,
Whitmer.
excuse me, Whitmer.
Yeah.
So out
Pete
of
Buttigieg.
Pete Buttigieg, that's another one.
Ruben Gallego, I know, is talking about it already.
Okay,
There
so.
are a bunch. We have a pretty deep bench.
And you know what? I have to say, out of all those people, with the exception of Newsom, I kind of like all of them. I mean, I would vote for any of them if they become the nominee. Just don't get me wrong. I don't love Newsom. I'm never going to love Newsom. But if he's the nom, I'll vote for him.
Yeah.
But
I'm the
like,
same exact way.
what would be out of all those people that we just talked about? Do you have a preference?
I gotta say, I love Pete. I really
I
do.
love Pete too. I mean, I'm so stuck because Ossoff, somebody called him a sleeper. And to me, even though
Not a fan. Not a fan. But that's just
you're not a
me.
fan of him, why?
I would vote for him if he was the nominee.
Yeah,
I
but
just
why are you not a fan?
I'm just not a fan.
Okay. Well, what I see in him, and I think what other people are seeing, is
I have my reasons that I can't talk about,
I got
but
it. He looks, he's nice looking, he's young, he's articulate, He's got like an energy of Obama. He's not Obama, but like that kind of all, he could all of a sudden come and explode on the scene. I know you're not going to agree with me on that, but that's
Oh
what
no, he's
people
great.
are
Like
saying.
he's no, he's got charisma.
Yeah.
He's handsome.
Right.
He's got that. He's from Georgia, so
Right.
you get Georgia.
You get that soft-spoken thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, he I think he could do well. I do think he could do well, and I would vote for him if he was the nominee. I would. So
So I think
I'll leave it
that,
there.
yeah. Okay, there, I have said publicly that I think it should be a white man, and I know that feminists fucking hate that. I know they hate it. I hate it.
Well, I'm
I
a
don't like it
realist and
either.
I want to win. I'm a realist and I want to win, and this country hates women. And we just
Yes.
have to acknowledge that this country hates women. And I
Well,
am like as feminist as you could fucking get. Like, if you go to my Instagram feed, you're going to be like, holy shit, she wants to murder every man on the planet. And I'm like, no, that's not true. But I get paid to help win elections. And I know that this country is racist and this country hates women. And
Yeah.
that is a reality. And we have to go from there. And I hate that, but it's true.
And that's the thing. You know, in fact, there's somebody who used to be on my podcast, and I have a feeling it's a woman and she's a feminist. And I have a feeling that she saw me saying, you know, that I think for a while I was saying Mark Kelly. I may not, I'm not stuck on him like I used to be. I got my dad stuck on him though. But I think she saw that I said, it's not that I don't believe in the women. I do believe women could do a fucking amazing job. It's not that. It's like what you just said. It's about, and it's about the Electoral College because they did vote for Hillary, and because of the Electoral College, she lost because Russia and all the cheaters knew where to put all their focus when they needed to put their focus there. And you know, when it came to disinformation, internet disinformation, and all of that, so you've got that playing against women, and also the misogyny. So yes, I think that it's got to be a white man, and I don't like saying that. And I do think Pete Buttigieg could make it. People argue with me. Here's the interesting part.
They go after him because he's gay, and
I know.
it really pisses me the fuck off.
But
It
see, the
really
weird,
does.
all the Democrats say, if Lindsey Graham, nobody cares. If Lindsey Graham is gay, no one cares. But all of a sudden, everyone cares when Pete Buttigieg is gay.
Oh,
And
they
I.
can't win. They can't win in the South. Okay, first of all, Democrats don't win in the fucking South. Like let's just put that out there right now. But I know Pete could win in like Arizona and Pennsylvania
Yeah.
and you know Wisconsin and Michigan, and like he's an
Yes.
Indiana guy and he lives in Michigan. So it's like let's
Yeah.
look at the reality of the
Plus,
situation. He's so good. He is
I
so
know.
well spoken. He gets the message out there, and like
And
I've
he's
seen
been
him.
on Fox News and he's been
He
like in front of
goes
Fox
where
people.
he answers the tough questions. He goes where people don't want to go, and he nails it. He nails it every time. I've seen him live a few times now, and he's just he's amazing, and
Well,
I've told him that.
and let me just say this too. When you're comparing the two of Newsom and Buttigieg, now I'm gonna praise Newsom because he is a master at trolling Trump. He's really good at it, and it in part helps the voters because we feel like we've got a fighter and we've got somebody who will go there. And then you've got somebody like Pete who would never do that. He would never. So, like, I love that Gavin will, but I also love that Pete doesn't because Pete handles it more like the adult. And he's so measured and he's so, like, and he's been in front of the, you know, conservative audience for years on Fox, letting them get to know him. And see that he's not screaming and he's not yelling. He never gets crazy emotional like Trump does. And, you know, and he's just fucking even. So I don't think being gay is going to hurt him at all. I don't. I think the hardcore people wouldn't vote for him, but they wouldn't vote for anybody.
That's just it. They wouldn't vote for anybody. Like, I mean, Newsom is a California governor. And you know how the TV industry, they play to like Iowa soccer moms. Like that's how they sell shows. It's better now with streaming. They can do more niche things. But it's like Newsom's not gonna do as well as people think he would. He is a great internet troll, don't get me
Yes.
wrong. He is
Yeah.
amazing attack dog, and he's doing a tremendous job at it, at going after Trump because he's giving the same energy. But we're fucking tired of that energy.
Yes.
We want someone calm and measured and a good leader. As
Yes.
Sean Harris says, leadership matters, and it fucking does. We really
Yes.
need to get back to that.
Yeah, I know. I've pissed off a few of my feminist friends and they don't want to talk to me anymore because I said, God forbid I said what I said. But feminists aren't always right about everything. And you're a feminist and I'm a feminist. So I just, I know that,
I want to get policy passed that's going to
yes.
help women. And if we don't win, we can't get that passed. So we can put like our feelings on the shelf for an election so we actually fucking win.
Yeah. And you know
Sorry,
what?
I get really emotional about this because it pisses me the fuck off. Because we have so many purists
Yes.
on the left that are like,
Yeah.
it has to be this way or no.
Yeah,
And it's like,
exactly.
okay, then you must be happy and fine with Republicans constantly winning because you are such a
Exactly.
fucking purist that you can't sit on your emotions for a half second to make sure that the Democrat gets into office so that we can pass the legislation that helps everybody.
Yes, because it's like, I think what these purists are going on, this is how it should be. And it's like, well, that's all fine and good, but that this is how it is. I'm going to go on how it is as opposed to how it should be. And I'm going to use is the as it is to get to should be. That's I always go back to
Nothing happens if we don't win. Nothing.
exactly. And then the 19th Amendment, the reason women got the right to vote, it was women who came out, women who marched, women who put on the pressure. But who made the decision? Remember the ladies. A man made the decision. A man, because men were in power. Men were the ones to make the decision. Who was the reason we had a woman vice president? Because a man. It was because of a man. And that's how we've set things up here. We are a patriarchal culture.
That's what it
And
is. It's the reality. It's the reality.
yes. And so we need those men to get into power and then open the doors for the women, because that's how it has been set up. I don't care how much you don't fucking like it, because women, it's like women just took the power. Well, women fought for that power and convinced enough men that we could do it because men held the keys. And
Correct.
so we found a couple of men who said, yeah, you know what? Women should be a part of this. And they opened the door. That's what happens. It's not because men are superior, it's because men are in power. They're the ones who are making those decisions. And so, as long as that's the case, as long as we realize that that is our reality, then the whole point is getting in and putting the pressure on and finding those men. And those men are like Pete Buttigieg and Pritzker and Biden and all of them. But
The good
yes,
men,
they, yeah.
yeah.
And the bottom line is there are still enough ignorant people out there that even though we've had a fucking lunatic who throws fits and has dementia, there's still going to be women out there who go, well, women get their periods and they can't be president. It's like, and there was a
Which is
study that.
funny because most of the women that ran for, well, most of the women, like both Kamala and Hillary are both post-menopause,
Right,
so they're not
exactly.
going to get their periods. So.
Exactly. They don't they're just going to be menop they're going to be menopausal and like want to kill all the
No, they'll be out of fucks and be like, and just lead. Just
Yes,
be
exactly.
best
And
leaders ever.
there was a study. I don't remember what it was, but I was just reminded of it. But it was little boys and little girls, right? And so the little boys, it was, I don't know how many, like 20 little boys, 20 little girls. And they're both told, okay, they're separated in the groups of boys and groups of girls, and they're like, okay, go figure out a system to live, keep this house or whatever it was. The boys immediately went into chaos. They started destroying everything. They weren't eating healthy. They were young. I don't know how young they were, but they were supposed to make their own food, and they were eating like shit. They were destroying everything. They were fighting with each other. They were making a big mess. Guess what what the girls did? They created a really comfortable environment that was like organized, and it was about taking care of everyone, making sure everybody had a job, and that everyone pitched in for the comfort of all, which is
We are
matriarchy.
the only species on the planet that puts men in charge.
Yes.
Humans are fucking stupid because the rest of the, like, you have your queen bees, you have your,
Yes.
like everybody else, like the men are like the workers and the protectors and like, but the women fucking run the show.
Yes.
And like, there are
Yes.
so many creatures that like, when they're done with the men, they just like kill them. They're like, we're done with you. If you have like a cattle farm, the women breed more cattle, the men are sold to market to eat. You have your roosters and your chickens, and the chickens are kept for eggs, and often the roosters are killed because there's no use for them, or unless for eating them. So it's like we as humans have put the wrong fucking gender in charge for millennia.
And like I know my mom was saying in some native cultures, that men who were violent in groups of people would just be cast out. So, I mean, and they have a matriarchal kind of approach, which is really the circle of us protecting the most vulnerable. And I was so
That's
happy because
correct.
I made a little diagram with my sloppy handwriting. I was like, I can't fucking write anymore. I don't have any hand muscles because I type everything. So whenever I try to write anything, oh my God, it's so embarrassing. But anyway, I was so happy because two people made much better diagrams than I did. Somebody from Being Liberal made a really nice one. And it just illustrated that, the top of the tier on patriarchy is men, and then everybody else falls underneath. And it's of course white man sits on the top. Wealthy white man sits on the top, and then white man underneath him, and then, poor white man underneath him, and then you get down to all the other men, but it's still men
It's
in
always
charge.
men.
And
Yeah,
then
it's
in
always
yeah, and
men.
in
We had a black male
matriarchy.
president before we've even had a female president.
Exactly. And so, but the matriarchy is a different system. And even though, yeah, like if you look up what does matriarchy mean, it does talk about women leaders. But regardless of who's, because you know what? We're seeing matriarchy from Mamdani. We're seeing
We
legislation,
are.
but the Democrats put out,
We lead through community rather. Like, I think a lot of people flip out on the patriarchy. They're like, we don't want to go to a matriarchy where women are going to be in charge. And I'm like, you don't understand matriarchy. You're just flipping it. You're seeing matriarchy through a patriarchy lens versus the matriarchy is like leadership through community.
And it doesn't have to be female leadership. It's more of a feminine energy of the protective of people. Feminine energy, not meaning male or female, because the mat it's like you were talking about the bees, and it's like there was the queen bee, and then you've got the worker bees. Well, the same thing, like with the feminine energy, you've got creativity, you've got protection, you've got organization, and then you have masculine energy. That's going out there and doing and physicality. And so you combine the two, and you've got a really good combination. But when you start fucking around with men and women and pitting them against each other, you're getting this whole matriarchy-patriarchy thing. And, or I should say patriarchy thing. And you're right. It's like we've been doing it the wrong way. We don't require fee. I mean, democratic legislation for the most part, is matriarchal. Look at
It
Social
is.
Security. Look at fucking
It's
Obamacare.
leadership through community. We provided leadership for the betterment of all versus just the few at the top.
And that's what's really important. And I think, well, I'm not going to say I think. Definitely, we have an opportunity for this because, Susan Sarandon wanted it all to burn down. So you got your way, you fucking bitch. And I hate you now. I can't stand Susan Sarandon.
I can't
But
watch Thelma and Louise
I
anymore.
know, and I
She
love
ruined
that
it.
fucking movie.
I know.
Oh, so irritating. But it's like, okay, it's all burning down. So we have this opportunity to rebuild, and we can rebuild. With the idea of matriarchy, it's not going to become a matriarchy overnight. We still have red states. We still have, evangelical Christians who don't get it. We still have a bunch of stupid people in this country. But I think that this is our opportunity, just like with every other point in history, whether it was the Great Depression or whatever. It's like, for instance, in Germany now, there's all kinds of remembrances and plaques all over, so they don't make that fucking mistake again. They don't repeat Hitler again. We don't have that over here. Obviously, we've got our own Hitler now. We've got to be like Germany after Hitler. And
Well,
same thing.
we should have imprisoned or whatever we should have done after the Civil War that we it started then. Like we should have people should have been punished for being traitors against the United States, and instead we let them build monuments and remember it and be like, this was good. So putting up statues of Robert E. Lee everywhere, and I'm like, they're like, he was a hero. A hero to who? He was a traitor to the United States.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of things backward. So I think, we have an opportunity now. Will we do it? But we have an opportunity to right some of those wrongs, to fix some of those issues that, whether it's the guardrails or there's so much to do. Whoever is going to be winning in 2028, they need a full Congress. They need everybody. They need all on board, and they need to do all the things Joe Biden didn't do and really couldn't do. He was his hands were tied behind his back for a lot of it. He did get a lot done, but what he got done was more for the people and not about putting up protections. I think he was thinking we were finished with Trump, and clearly that's not the case. So it's going to happen. I mean, when Trump dies or when Trump is no longer in the picture because he could be just like a vegetable somewhere, that would be fine. It'd be nice if he was a vegetable and he knew it, but there's
I
going
always
to
say I
be.
just want it to be embarrassing. I just
Yeah,
want
I
it
just want
to
to. I just.
be. He's
Yeah, I
so
hope
full
he's
of
so
himself. I just
embarrassed.
want it to be embarrassing.
Yes, I hope that he's humiliated, embarrassed. But was I just going to say? I don't remember. I don't remember. All I know is that I do think, like, to go back to what I was saying, as awful as it is, I think we're going to find our way out. But when we do, we really need to put the focus on the guardrails, like the whole Supreme Court thing. We have to hold people accountable. We can't do what we used to do. And we can't pretend that they're our friends across the aisle. They're all fucking traitors to the United States, even the ones that aren't the egregious in your face ones, because they're all backing him. They're all backing fascism.
If they're voting with Trump, then they are, then yeah, they're no better.
No. So there's no way around it. And it was like, also, I'll just say the last thing. It's like I was worried that when, of course, Taco Trump said 2 weeks after the Iran thing, it was like, please, corporate media, don't treat it like, oh, okay, he's sane now. He's sane now.
Can we also, like, I'm not saying that this is the reason why he did that, because I know he was threatening for the Strait of Hormuz, but it also just happened to be on the night when there was a huge election
Yes, of course.
that Democrats won in Wisconsin and did a huge, like, knocked the socks off the National Republican Party in Georgia. So, and that none of the news was covering it until like later or the next day. So I'm not saying that's why he did it, but
Right.
that
But it
certainly
certainly
rubbed.
helped him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, like I said, the man does not look healthy. So let us pray. Let's all just see him happy in his afterlife. Wherever he is, I don't care. He, I
I'm
don't
not
think
gonna
he'll
see
be.
him in the after. I don't think anyone, like, I think he'll have like a special nook of like, I don't know, of
Well,
like
I will say this:
hell. Not even a special, just like just ordinary,
near death
ordinary place in
experiencers.
hell.
I've probably listened to 1,000 near death experience stories. I mean, I'm not kidding, like a lot, and not all of them have this experience, but most of them do, of the life review. And the reason they don't have it is because they just didn't go in deep enough or whatever. But it's called the life review. And the life review, the way everyone explains it, it's exactly the same. You basically go into, it's almost like you're observing, but you're in it. So, oh, and a perfect way to describe this is, oh, this guy on Oprah, back in the 90s. He had a near-death experience and he was married and he was like a conservative man and he was abusive to his wife. So he told Oprah's audience filled with women, and I say this because if he was lying, he wasn't lying for attention. Because he told, again, Oprah's audience filled with women with a camera on him, saying, I, in my life review, experienced what it was like for her when I was abusive. I came from her point of view. So I came from my point of view as the one hurting her. And then I also understood what she was feeling. I came from her point of view. So everyone says that. Everyone says that in a life review, if somebody is like, if you were nice to someone and you made them feel good, you'll feel that. If you harmed someone, or if you were, mean to them and hurt their feelings, you will feel it. Even if you were in first grade, even if it wasn't intentional, it's not a punishment. It's just so you can experience it. It's literally what I think karma is. And
Yeah.
Trump is going to have to do that. I believe this with everything in me. I know not everybody listening believes this, but I know we have a life review. And I know that he's going to have to go through it. And it's every single person. He's going to have to feel your fear, your anger, my fear, my anger, all the people he raped, all the people he hurt. He's going to feel it. All the people who fucking lost relatives because of COVID and his mishandling it. I believe everything
in war. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know that a lot of people will roll their eyes to it, and that's fine. But I think that's what he's going to go through. And, you know, I mean, I think I'm okay with that. Like, I want him to go to jail. I want him to be humiliated, but I have no power. You know, I can't do anything about it. It's just however it's going to go. But I do think when he dies, it's not hell. I don't believe in hell. But he, you know,
no,
I think
that
he's
was
just
made
gonna,
up to scare people into believing something.
Exactly. But he's going to have to feel what he did to people. And I'm all for it. And I, you know, it's like when he dies, that's the first thing I'm going to think. I'm going to think, oh, he's going through it. He's going through it now. And he's going to know. He's going to have, like, right now, right now he's got dementia. But before he had dementia, I think he had an understanding that he was a bad person. But, you know, he has no empathy. He'll have empathy when he's doing all this. So he's going to feel like shit. And that's good. I don't care. I'm glad.
It's so interesting when he says things like, I know I'm not going to heaven. Mm-hmm. Like, he knows he's a shitty human being, but he's totally fine.
Exactly. Yeah, he's all worried about going to heaven. And you know what? Who worries about that? Fucking people who are dying. So
what if they, like, upload his brain into, like, AI and he lives forever? Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I think AI would probably kill it. That would probably be good. It would be too disgusting and awful. Oh, my God. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go, but this was a lively and spirited conversation. My very favorite. And I always love when Sarah Wood is pissed off.
I know. I got a little loud. Yeah. I dropped some F-bombs. Yeah.
So you're Sarah Wood writer everywhere, right? Is that what you are?
Sarah Wood writer everywhere. Sarah Wood on Blue Sky.
Awesome.
I got in there early. I got my name.
Well, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you for being so reliable in my backup, and I really, 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 really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Talk to you next time.
It's Jody Hamilton.
And Sean Smith-Pierce.
Here's a taste of what you might have missed from the Politics Bar.
Jody, I was listening to you this morning, filling in for Steph. You and Chris were debating, and just for the record, Jody is right. Chris's argument is that there is some truth to what's being said about the left being in their own information silo. Right.
Basically, we started talking about how Gavin Newsom has invited people on his podcast, High Up MAGA Guys.
Yeah. Well-known right-wing propagandists. That's what they are. Yeah.
And my argument is he shouldn't be inviting them because nobody on that side is listening to Gavin Newsom.
Right. It doesn't help to bring propagandists into a sphere where truth matters because they're just going to lie their asses off anyway.
Right.
So here is a public service message for Chris Lavoie. Jody Hamilton is right. Catch all that and more weeknights at the Politics Bar. Available through your favorite progressive radio station, your favorite podcast player, or online anytime at thepoliticsbar.com.
This Mother's Day, give her something she'll truly use and absolutely love. Minky Couture blankets are the perfect mix of beauty, comfort, and luxury. From elegant neutrals to spring florals, there's a style just for her. Say thank you with softness that lasts far beyond the day. She deserves it. MinkyCouture.com, the original best blanket ever.